We are arriving in the Argonian Empire. Be advised, this realm is inhabited by gaseous beings capable of assuming various forms. Argonian history overview is available on internal channel 57, displayed on a starboard monitor, bank 7.
The Argonian Republic consists of one sentient race of beings. The government is run by elected officials, but the existing monarchy runs the Argonian Starfleet. The two factions work well together, as the monarch side enforces the laws that the Republic side makes.
The megasonic phase distortion has a specific effect in the Argonian Empire. I advise careful application of this device, as it freezes Argonians in whatever semi-solid form they've chosen. This upsets Argonians. Although frozen in shape, they are still fully cognizant of their state of being and aware of their vulnerability. Once free to resume normal activity, they tend to dissipate, then attack, utilizing a deadly combination of the energy flux heavy weapon array. Together with plasma phasers, the Argonian secret weapon.
Advisory warning, level 3. Caution should be maintained within the Argonian Nebula as navigational hazards exist everywhere.
Please direct your attention to the foredeck main screen. You will see we are approaching an Argonian supernova dreadnought, one of the most powerful ships in the Empire. Please note that the engines are not fixed. Thus, Argonian ships are capable of hull rotation, providing an advantage over all other Empire ships. Please direct your attention to portside monitor, bank 11. The Argonian fleet consists of the following.
Supernova Dreadnought, Starfighter Battleship, Ironburst Heavy Carriers, Hurricane Battle Cruisers, Tornado Command Center, Typhoon Heavy Cruisers, Whirlwind Light Cruisers, Blizzard Destroyers, Sunspot Frigates, and Warm Front Escorts, Galestorm Assault Carrier. Detailed information about each ship class is available starboard, Monitor Bank 11.
Nova Dreadnought, DM. The Nova-class Dreadnought with two strokes make for a fairly powerful opponent. It is smaller than most Dreadnoughts, but carries quite a bunch. The refit to the ship is titled the Supernova, which is a slightly more powerful unit. Ironburst Heavy Carrier, CVA. The CVA has one Gust Squadron, one Wing Squadron, and six Gale Heavy Fighters.
Battle advisory. Argonian tactics. The Argonian Empire is regarded as normal or generic. This can be deceiving, however. Their ships have a lot of phasers, a good number of energy flux heavy weapons, and take very little supply and energy to engage. They have the largest carrier of any fleet, and if needed, they can effectively arm a large number of fighters and shuttles. A good tactic with this Empire is to engage a great many medium or large ships and remove the enemy with a huge number of weapons. Battle advisor out.
With self-preservation, their strongest instinct, Argonians are highly intelligent, but can be devious. The megasonic phase distorter is coveted and commands a market price that fluctuates between... Please stand by, time traveler.
Warning.
Technical difficulties.
Warning.
Being experienced.
Warning.
The Argonian Dreadnought has deployed a strobe.
Warning.
Which is clouding our scanners.
Argonian strobe, invented as scanning system platform in Argonian Nebula, later discovered to inhibit scanning abilities.
Warning.
Of all other ships, now modified to function exclusively in this manner.
Warning.
Internal override now locked. Emergency tactic directive, IMAC. We are required to depart this empire for face detection. Initializing without authorization.
Emergency warp now in network. All humanoid, Trellian, and carbon-based beings, please brace for wormhole transport to Kravis Empire.